Taters, episode 333 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. Just hanging out in the garage. I had a call from this company that basically links people up who are like maybe looking for the same thing to try and help themselves out and to try and help each other out, but I don't know how fruitful it was. It was chill and it was good. It was a good talk, but I don't think that there was any kind of interest to be like, let's do this thing. Because I do have a really big idea that I want to do, and it would take probably a lot of money up front, and I am about to be sleeping in a van pretty soon. Getting kicked out of this house where I'm living, and I just talked to one of the houses that I might have maybe moved into, but I was just completely upfront and honest, and I was like, well, here's my money situation. I am a comic, but I don't see that being liquid anytime soon. And my unemployment is still processing. So shout out to the government for being lazy fucking pieces of shit. So, you know, I might try and get my GoFundMe back up. Try and get that tiny home mobile studio going again. Because, I mean, there's a possibility. So, a friend of mine who believes in me a lot was like, I can infuse you with a little bit and then we'll talk later and see how everything's going. And with that donation, with that money, I'm going to be able to get this used, low mileage, runs great van. And just going to have to move into it. I've lived in a car before. This way, since it's a van, I'll have more space. I'll be able to lie down all the way. That's something that you never think of until you're about to live in a vehicle. It's like, will I be able to lie down and stretch out all the way? If it's a car, probably not. If it's a van, yeah. A truck, shit. No, because you just have the cab. SUV, yeah. But anyway, hopefully that all goes through. That's supposed to happen today. And when I say today, I mean the day this podcast is released, aka Friday, May 22nd. And, I mean, to have a vehicle again would be fucking huge. Because I'd be mobile, I'd be able to drive around, I'm pretty sure it's an automatic, so it won't be too much stress on my, on my legs. If you don't know, it's kind of painful for me to drive a stick shift. Because there's constant pushing all the way down on the clutch with the left leg and then adjusting with the gas on the right, and the right leg doesn't hurt that much while driving, but the left leg is not happy with having to hit the clutch. That's Lyme disease for you. Anyone out there has leads on medicine for Lyme disease, gamma globulin, other different treatments that would be free, because I'm not going to be able to pay for it, because, like I said, I'm going to be living in a van down by the river. Hit me up, because I could really use some medicine, knock this thing out. Another thing the van is going to allow me to do, since I'll be mobile, is I'll be able to get the fuck out of Utah, which I'm really excited about. And who knows exactly where I'll go, but I know that I'll be able to run Duplex Comedy Suplex at Duplex Comedy on Twitter and Duplex Comedy Suplex on Facebook. Keep an eye out on those pages, because once my living situation is me living somewhere again, probably in that van, like I said, then I'm gonna be able to run the show. And I'm gonna be able to run a comedy show from the inside of a car, which will be novel in itself, but also hopefully it's temporary, and hopefully people will be like, wait, you're living in there? Here's a tip. Not like a tip, not like advice, but like, here's a Venmo, PayPal, Cash App tip. If anyone hears this and they feel bad for my situation right now, my Venmo is Doug-Culp, Culp as in paper. My Cash App is $DougsNugs, DougsNugs. And my PayPal is paypal.me, /Dougathan, DougaThan. So, any and all donations, help would be appreciated. I mean, once I get into this van, I might have enough left for the gas to get me to the Bay Area to pick up all my stuff, and then take that all that to LA, back to LA. And I know everything's crazy right now with the world falling down and capitalism crumbling and companies disappearing and stores shuttering, and but any and all help would be very much appreciated, if anyone out there is even listening. I know there's a few people who listen, and thank you for listening. I hope. Hope I'm not too much of a bummer, you know? These last few episodes have been some bumming and some just meditating on life. And I'm certain that since I've already lived in my vehicle and was releasing the podcast from there, that it's going to be a smoother transition than before. But it'll still suck, because when you live in a car, you have to go find a bathroom. And that's annoying. Also, have to go to a laundromat. Which I don't know the status of laundromats right now. They must be open. I'm sure that's an essential business. Plus, you can run it from behind a sealed door. Yeah, breaking the news to my potential next landlord just now on that call was was necessary. It wasn't the easiest thing, but it's what I had to do. Hold on, I'm gonna pause this and go grab this hot dog that's been, the cheese has been melting in the oven. It's got onions on it. It's got golden spicy brown mustard. Be right back. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so I didn't come right back. But for you, time was frozen. Ooh, speaking of time, it's a good segue, right? Speaking of time, what about that parallel universe they found where time moves backwards? Now, I don't know how they would track that. Yes, time moves backwards in this parallel universe. Okay, what are the. I should have read the whole thing. Fuck. Now I sound like an idiot who's just speculating on things that exist. Parallel universe. So, I wonder. Like, time. Time moving backwards doesn't make sense because all it means, just from hearing it, is that time moves differently there. Because to them, it's regular, and to us, it's backwards. Like, to someone who lives in the United States, they might think Australia is at the bottom of the globe, but really, there is no bottom of the globe. We've been presented with it one way because a bunch of people drew it that way and kept drawing it that way, and then it's like, yeah, there's a top of the globe and a bottom of the globe. And I mean, in space, there every dimension exists. And to think of it as like north, south, east, west is very, even though it's a globe, it's a two-dimensional way of thinking. Because when you think about time, hold on. This fucking hot dog. Woo! So, let's say, for example, you put something in the oven to 420 degrees for 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Now, most of us can imagine what 4 minutes and 20 seconds would feel like or would seem like. But if you're in an alternate universe, excuse me, a parallel universe, and the unit of measurement is completely different. The oven, the temperature is di completely different, and so I like to imagine that the scientists who figured out time moves backwards there, they're just like, we don't fucking know how time moves there, but it's not the same as here, unless they found the upside down, they found the nether, if you will. I was texting with my sister earlier, who's going to give me a ride down to the van that I'm going to live in. And they were like, you're not going to live in any of those places that you were looking at? And probably not, because. like I said, I mean, I was open and honest with that landlord up near Salt Lake. And I'm just going to have to, like, Saturday I have a meeting with the tenant who I was going to take their place. But the leasing office is going to want my last three pay stubs. Well, last time I got paid was a couple months ago, in March, I think. And my unemployment is processing. So until that kicks in, I'm fucked. I'm just like, well, I'm running out of money. And with what little I do have left, if I can get a vehicle that I can also live in, that's not only going to be economically sound for the temporary, but I've done it before, and I know how to live that way. But, I mean, bright side, like I said, I'm gonna be able to run the stand-up show, Duplex Comedy Suplex, from the car. And I have a, something that I bought for myself as a celebration for getting my job at the sub sandwich place. But then also when I saw that the world was kind of falling apart, I was like, the grids are going to go down. Electricity is going to be here and there. And if you don't have solar panels, you're just going to be like, well, I have to wait for the government to kick the power back on and then pay for it. Water and power should be completely free, by the way, and housing should be free. They are a human right. The internet's a human right. Having a cell phone is a human right. There's a lot of things where if you don't have them, like in the current climate of this fucking country, you won't be able to live. You won't be able to get work. You won't be able to reach out to people. And then you'll just fucking end up, I mean, forgotten and alone and then dead. And our country thrives on that bullshit of keeping poor people down. And, I mean, we've seen it with how many people are on unemployment right now, or how many people have filed for unemployment. That's not to say that everyone who has filed has gotten it and is doing okay now. It is nice to see that some people are getting more on unemployment than they were at their jobs. And so it's indicative of inflation and corporations not keeping up with inflation by raising pay, showing that capitalism not only is broken, but it's just inherently greedy. And it's pretty sad to see how many people have, like, been caught in the snare of, like, must make money, 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 must make money. There's a tongue twister for you. Must make money, must make money, must make money. And I get it. Money is cool. Like, you can buy stuff if you have money. But the fact that there's no sort of UBI, aka universal basic income, if there was a $2,000 universal basic income, not only would people be able to afford rent and bills, but they would be able to work their current job or try something else. And when people have to have two or three jobs just to stay afloat, especially families with children. It's like, it's fucking ridiculous. And we've been made to commodify everything that we can do and everything that we say to social media and also to corporations who aren't paying enough because they're fucking greedy as fuck. And what skin off a corporation's back is it to just cave to the pressures of, oh shit, we should be paying our workers more, and then fucking paying them more, especially with taxes and shit at the end of the year. Like, I bet some corporations could even skirt around that bullshit with some tax evasion bullshit. Not evasion, but tax bullshit, where they'd be like, 20% bonuses to all employees, and those bonuses are counting as a charitable action, so our company's gonna just get that money back at the end of the year because we're helping during COVID. Like, that would be the least I would expect out of companies and corporations to do. There's others who have stepped up and just raised the pay. I saw that if you're working at Wendy's, you're getting paid daily. You're getting paid at the end of your shift every day, which is fucking cool. But it's also because, holy shit, we're all dying. Everyone's dying and fucking getting this virus. And we have to be very careful of how we pass the money over. And can't have anyone inside because if anyone coughs, that could just spew out an asymptomatic cloud of coronavirus, and then everyone in the restaurant's getting it, and then it's getting in the food, and like, who knows? There's so many fucking possibilities of where this thing is going. I like, I'm gonna take another bite here. I've been talking for a minute. I love that Joel McHale and Ken Jeong started a podcast called The Darkest Timeline. Shout out. And it's got a perfect mix of talking very seriously about coronavirus and where we're at with treatment and antibody tests and vaccines. And then a cast member pops into the Zoom call. And then they're talking about the show and like reminiscing and telling old jokes. And so it's really fucking funny and also really fucking informative. Because Ken Jeong was a doctor. I mean, I'm sure he could get his medical license again. But he's doing so well with The Masked Singer, and I mean, now they're getting all the cast and crew are gonna get residuals for. Wait, does the crew get residuals for? I don't know. Maybe not all the crew. That kind of sucks. But getting residuals for Community coming to Netflix. And the call that they had, the read through was so fucking cool to see with Pedro Pascal, just stumbling over the fucking funny script of that episode. And then most of them stuck around on the call after they did a whole episode of Darkest Timeline, where it was video, so you could see all of them pop on the Zoom call. And It was just really cool to see them all back together. And they were talking about, is there going to be a community movie? And everyone's like, yeah. So, yeah. But regarding entertainment and the way things used to be, it was a struggle for a lot of these movies that were coming out in theaters to, like, quote unquote, settle for streaming, which it's not settling for streaming because everyone's streaming and everyone's stuck inside. It's just kind of a bummer that can't see the movie in the theater, which is such a great experience. Like, every time I've gone to the movies, it's an event. When I had MoviePass, when it first came out, I was like, $10 a month and I can see as many movies as I want to with it? Fuck yeah. There were no restrictions on it yet. It was like, yeah, MoviePass, fucking $10 a month. And I didn't use it as much as I could. And that's not because there weren't always movies that I could have seen or would have wanted to see, but I was also struggling and hustling and trying to fucking find work and stay in LA. And well, it was long after the failure of MoviePass, but I mean, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for 333 episodes, first of all, thank you. And second of all, you've heard my journey already, and you know that I had to move out of LA. Had nowhere to stay. Had asked pretty much fucking everyone I knew. Some friends had been nice and, like, helped me for a minute, but then we're like, okay, well, you don't have a job? Fucking what? I think, damn, I wonder how many people in LA are not wealthy, but well off enough, or have family and, like, friends who are well off enough that they just kind of lean on them. And but I don't know, man. Sometimes it seems like a big sleepover, and sometimes it seems like a battlefield. And when LA feels like a sleepover, it's fucking fun because everyone's hanging out, exchanging stories, and willing to help in a time of need. I mean, that doesn't really describe a sleepover, but battlefield, definitely. Like, there's a definite switch in thinking. Capitalism's a battlefield. Living in this country is a battlefield. It's a struggle every day. And you're smoking weed in a garage, or whether you're making subs at Subway or Jersey Mike's, the superior sub sandwich place, or working at a movie theater or having to file for unemployment because you got furloughed or had to self-furlough. But the price gouging for this room has been fucking insane. And so I'll be happy to leave to be away from this Florida man. And like someone else can. Oh yeah, they said they're gonna use my room as a home office. Which their plan for income at this point is shaky at best. It's like a house of cards with house of cards with a cubicle around it. So three sides to block the wind and a house of cards, and there's a tornado on the horizon. The tornado being lack of work, lack of income, and COVID, just it being dangerous to go outside. When I went to the bank earlier to pick up the rest of the money for the van, the public transportation I took, which are these like minivans that drive around the city and drop you almost exactly, like this one dropped me exactly where, but when they pick you up, it's maybe like a block away or something. You gotta walk. But this van had their seat belt for the middle seat stretched from where it starts to the front seat. And I was like, oh shit, yeah. They don't want anyone sitting in the middle here because germs and shit. Like, you could just infect someone by a simple little cough. And I was wearing my mask the whole time. And then the car that picked me up from the bank, no separation from the seat belt, and they were like friendly and like starting conversation and stuff. I'm like, that's nice. But the world is forever changed for right now, and we just have to learn and adapt and hope for the best. I hope I'm after this week, I'm hoping to have some news that I still won't be able to talk about the thing that I'm not able to talk about. Footwork is being done. There's this other Facebook or fucking post that I'm not gonna get too detailed about and could be exciting, but I'm gonna reserve my reserve my emotion, reserve my excitement until until it seems like a more stable thing. But if it is legit and it can happen, it'd be fucking huge. Like, I don't even know how it could be real. That's how it's how tentative I'm being right now. I have a bunch of original music up at reallyglad.bandcamp.com. Check out my Threadless page, dougathan.threadless.com. Check out my blog, Mockboy Media, MLQ Boy Media at dot WordPress.com. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the world in the next 6 months to a year. It's crazy how many people are out in Utah right now. I don't mean outside, I mean out driving around. Like when I was going to the bank earlier, I was expecting empty road and pretty full roads. Not like traffic, but enough cars where you're like, where the fuck is everyone going? And why the fuck aren't you staying inside? So many people not wearing masks. Fuck, this lady who had her window down saw me, was watching me cross the street with my mask. They didn't have a mask on. Like, you're a fucking oblivious. I mean, at least have your window up if you're not going to be wearing a mask while you're driving. And I get not wanting to wear a mask while you're driving because you're self-contained in a car. But unless you have recirculation for your air in the car on, then outside air is getting in. And
Bleh.
we're still learning new stuff about coronavirus every day. So stay safe, wear a mask, wash your hands. Let's see, I don't have much else to say. Except for stay tuned for more Duplex Comedy Suplex. Again, that's at Duplex Comedy on Twitter and Duplex Comedy Suplex on Facebook. Check me out on Twitch. I would love to interact with Yamitators on Twitch. That way it's just chat. Like, you could follow me or not. You could just pop onto the channel. But it'd be great to get some interaction on twitch.tv/Dougathan, Dougathan. If I get a consistent amount of times of three people chatting, then I could make Twitch affiliate, which is a step below Twitch partner, but I'd be able to make money playing video games, which something that I've wanted for my whole entire fucking life. Yeah, if you're listening to this, reach out on at Yamatat, YAMATAT, on Twitter. And again, if you're feeling generous and you're like, man, this made me sad, hope I can brighten his day with a couple bucks. Venmo, Doug-Culp, Cash App, $ Doug's Nugs, DougsNugs, and then paypal.me/Dougathan. I think that's the episode. I'm gonna finish eating this hot dog, smoke another bowl, load up a podcast to listen to, check out some shows when they come on, smoke some more. And, hoping for the best for that van, picking up that van, because holy fucking shit, I could have half of the tiny home mobile studio. If I could get that van and then I bet it's the kind of van that has a trailer hitch on the back. So if I could get that van and get a trailer hitch and maybe get like a fucking one of those trailers for the back, then I could live back there and I could drag it around. Living in the van will be step A. Getting an RV to hook up to the back, step B. And then, step we'll see. This has been You and Me in Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp, and I'll think of an episode title later. All right, later.